This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
It's at this point in the message that I want you to take out paper and pen because I want to give you the five things, the five works of Satan. I've given this before 2 or 3 years ago. I tried to think one time, what is it that Satan does? There's five works that he does, and the Bible says that Jesus came to destroy the works of Satan. Here's what I think they are. I'm not the expert, but here's what I'm going to give you. Number one, physically, he seeks to kill. Did you know the Bible says that Satan is the murderer from the beginning? Anything connected with the taking of innocent life, in my opinion, is connected to Satan. He is the murderer from the beginning. I'm always intrigued by people who think that being into Satanism is exciting. Satan always promises life, but he always delivers death. He always does. He always delivers death. Secondly, intellectually, he seeks to deceive. Jesus would refer to Satan as the father of all lies. I'm not trying to be melodramatic here, but every time you tell a lie, every time I tell a lie, you can trace the DNA of that lie back to the father. The father of all lies, and that is Satan himself. Satan is a deceiver. The Bible says in the Old Testament that Satan beguiled Eve. There's a word that is used there, beguile. It means to deceive with false logic. Have you ever been deceived by somebody's false logic, meaning they told you something? You say, you know, it makes sense what he says. Well, I can't argue with her. It makes sense, and they deceive you with false logic. Satan's been in the business of deceiving people because that's what he does. It's one of the works of Satan. Number three, morally, he seeks to seduce. Now, anytime you mention the word seduction, people always associate it with the sexual realm, which that's a part of it. But you know, people can be seduced by money, nothing to do with sex. People can be seduced by fame and power, position in life, seduced by a lot of things. And believing in yourself can be a form of seduction, that you have the answers to all the problems in your life. You're the answer. That's seduction, to believe that. It's believing a lie. And the seduction is more than just a sexual thing. We can be seduced by the culture. We can be seduced by education. We can be seduced by a lot of things. And we don't even know it. You know what? You're seduced when you believe a lie. Seduction happens when you believe a lie about yourself or about life or about anything. Let's bring up the fourth one. Emotionally, he seeks to destroy. How does Satan destroy people? He destroys relationships. He destroys marriages. He destroys relationships between a father and son or a father and daughter, a mother and son, a mother and daughter. That's what he does. He's in the business of destroying relationships, and sometimes we don't realize that's why people are destroyed emotionally, is because Satan has been systematically destroying relationships in their lives. Number five, spiritually, he seeks to defeat. How does he defeat people? By getting them to give up. I dare say there are people in this room, you've been tempted in the last year to give up spiritually and say, what's the use of this stuff? What's it done for me? What's it given to me? I've just got a lot of grief in my life, and Satan wants to defeat you spiritually by getting you to put up the white flag and say, I give up. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not believing this stuff anymore. I'm not serving this God anymore. Those are the five works of Satan, and Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of Satan. We see this evidenced in what happened. Well, I'm going to ask you to make every effort to hear tomorrow's program as we come to the conclusion of this message from Mark, the 5th chapter. Probably the most dramatic story ever about demonic possession and how Jesus dealt with it. Why? Because he had the authority and he had the power. Not one or the other. He had both the power and authority to deal with the demonic. Crosshope.org is our website. Crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.